Back here on the game, we'll play the match game at 5:10. We're out of here at 5:30. Can't be serious squeezed in right before that. Next segment, about 10 minutes, we'll talk with Chris Thomason, Vikings beat writer, on whether or not Elijah Lee has a good shot to make the team. So many people had thoughts on his decision to leave early, falling to the seventh round. Been hearing that he'll be involved in a competition to replace Chad Greenway, but we'll find out more from Chris Thomason. We have not talked as much Royals, certainly this year to this point, as we have in the past. And it's obvious why. It's just not as exciting anymore. And, well, I know you're about to interject here.
Sure. I was going to say.
You can't deny. I mean, it's a bummer.
What is down more? How much we talk about the Royals or Royals TV ratings? It's about the same.
Well, it's about the same, and that's the point I'm about to make here. So it's not as exciting for me to think about the Royals, to watch the Royals, to talk about the Royals. It clearly doesn't seem to be as exciting for everybody else. I think we've been getting more about talking about the K-State topics we've had, which in general is going to work, but just how the sausage is made type of thing here. There has not been nearly as much excitement and discussion about the Royals, so therefore we talk about it less on the show. When I saw this story today on ratings for Fox Sports Kansas City and the Royals games, it actually made me feel better about those decisions. I mean, we squeak in some Royals here and there, but when I saw this, I was like, this is tangible proof that, you know, legitimately, people are not as interested in the Royals as they had been before, and by a sizable amount. I'm surprised the numbers are this different. But the Royals rating, and I don't claim to understand completely how all these numbers work, what exactly they mean, but I can see the differences here in them. So just keep that in mind when I give you these numbers. The Royals right now are averaging a 7.5 household rating for games on Fox Sports Kansas City. That is third in baseball. So you would see that and think, okay, well, they're only behind the Indians and the St. Louis Cardinals. That's pretty good. But take into account what the Royals have done ratings-wise in 2015 and 2016 when they led all of baseball. 2015, World Series year, they got a 12.3. So they've gone from 12.3 to 7.5 in 2 years. Last season, they were still 10.9. It's a pretty stark dive in these TV numbers. And it does confirm to me that people just are not as interested in it. They're finding other things to do. And it backs up what my life has been like, which has included a lot less Royals viewing. And I'd imagine most people are on the same page.
And it's not even like they're competing that much against other sports right now, because this has been a horrible year for the NBA playoffs. You know, people have talked about how there have just been no actually competitive games. It's not like there is a World Cup or anything like that going on. Like, there's not a lot of ways to positively slant that. It's not good for the Royals, and they're already locked into, you know, the worst TV deal under the sun, so it doesn't help that situation either.
Yeah, probably not. But, you know, if they can at least stay relevant over the next couple years, not tank back to pre-2013 levels, then I think the numbers will stay good enough for them to get a much better TV deal. And really what this shows is even when the team is falling back behind and is not having a good year, they're still third in baseball in TV ratings. I mean, it does, you want to look at the other side of it, back up that the Royals fan base is a pretty good baseball fan base. But at the same time, it's not something that you want to see when you're headed into a TV deal. You would have rather had the negotiations happen in 2015, obviously, the way that these numbers bear out. And I would add to this that certainly I am not immune to this, and I completely would admit to it, that there's an aspect of just being spoiled here. I mean, we've been completely spoiled by 2014, 2015, and even last year, most of the year, you still felt like they were in it, and they were still a very viable team. They were involved in the race for much of the season. So now that it's not that and you're looking ahead, it's not only this season, but the fact that you look ahead and you're wondering about what's happening for the future. This was supposed to be the last year of the window, and this year, quite frankly, sucks as of right now. So there's an aspect of being spoiled where you just get frustrated and you're like, well, why can't we just duplicate what's happened the last 2 years?
Right.
You know, it's easy to forget that there was a long time where you would have killed for them to even be as competitive as they are right now.
And, I mean, what happens to the TV ratings if they actually have to trade at the deadline? You know, the people that are actually watching, what if there's no more Hosmer? What if there's no more Moustakas? What if there's no more Kane? Like, those are some of the main reasons that you're still tuning in, because you want to see those players and you want to see them in Royals uniforms as long as possible. It could get even worse before the season's over.
That's a very good point. Last time the ratings were this bad, 2014, it was a 6-7. So by the end of the year, maybe that number will be lower. It's a very good point if they do ship off a bunch of guys at the deadline. They were 6-4 and 6-7 and 13 and 14. Before that, 2012, a 3.8. So that was the real big jump there, and they've been steadily climbing ever since. Let's go to the phone lines real quick, 537-1350, 866-776-1350, if you want to join the show. Hey, what's going on? Justin from Marion, you got a hot take on the Royals for us?
I do. You know, it's funny that we talk about decreased ratings and, you know, the attendance a little bit down. I think it's going with, I think, the attitude of the Royals this year. I think we have some players there. I just get the vibe when you watch them, they just don't have that enthusiasm. They know that this is going to be the last year. They know that, you know, it's just not working out, and I just don't see the effort like I have the last 3 or 4 years. And I think as a fan, that's why I have not been tuning in, is because if they're not, I guess, showing the effort like I've seen before in the last few years, I guess I don't have the really effort to watch them. And so if it's, you know, one of those years that's just going to be written off because it's terrible, so be it. But, you know, that's kind of, as a fan, I'm not watching because it's just not a good product right now.
Well, I think it's a valid point, because think about last year. Even last year, you still had that feeling when they would fall behind. You didn't feel like they were ever out of it. It was still most of the same guys. There was the game we made fun of me last year. I left that game where they had that crazy comeback against the White Sox, I think it was. They still did some of those things last year. And this year, Gerard Dyson's not there anymore. Wade Davis isn't there anymore. The team does look and feel a whole lot different. Yordano Ventura not being there anymore. So many of the core guys have already trickled out of there. It does just have a completely different feel.
You know, you made a good point. You know, some of those games were exciting last year. And last year you could have written off because they had a lot of injuries and they didn't have the core together. Well, they had the core together this year. There's no reason, no doubt, you know, you besides Dyson, they're just not producing. I mean, your left fielder is batting 180. Your left fielder your right fielder you traded for is hitting worse than that. You got a 23-year-old in Bonifacio that's actually hitting better than he is. It's just not been a good year. And I really think the first week and a half was kind of the telltale sign for me, is because the starting pitching was pretty good. And then when you give up those games with the relief pitching like they did, I think that just takes the air out of you real quick as a team. You know, I've never been a professional athlete, but when you got momentum building at the beginning of the year, it helps. And I just don't think they had it at the beginning of the year. And I think that's been kind of the downfall for them. And I think it's just been one of those, you know, picking up steam, just more negativity. They may turn it around, but I just don't see it this year. So that's all I had, guys. I'll talk to you later.
No, I'm with you. Appreciate the phone call, Justin. Always appreciate Justin's thoughts. Been a great caller, great fan of the show for a long time.
And, you know, something I would add on to his thoughts is the fact that there's so many players that are playing for the Royals that you do not have that emotional connection to this year. I mean, you're not going to – you mentioned Wade Davis. Who is going to make you want to tune in to watch more, Wade Davis or when you see Travis Wood come into the game? You know, you don't have that emotional connection
Travis Wood
to some of these guys, because they weren't there. They weren't parts of the team that won the World Series. And so regardless of effort, I think that goes a long way as well.
One of my favorite tweets of the Royals season that I've seen so far plays off of that point. How are you expecting to win games when you are pitching someone named Al Albuquerque? Al Albuquerque.
You can take Al Albuquerque out of the Detroit bullpen, but you can't take the Detroit bullpen out of the Al Albuquerque.
I don't need to know anything about Al Albuquerque other than his name is Al Albuquerque. You're not going to win games when he's coming in. I'm sorry. Match game at 5:10. When we come back, we'll talk with Chris Thomas and Vikings beat writer. What are the odds Elijah Lee makes the Vikings 53-man roster? We'll ask him next.